January the 6th is not just the Feast of the Epiphany, but also marks Missionary Childhood Day, which is celebrated in over 100 countries throughout the world. Children helping children is the key feature of Missionary Childhood Day and involves school kids taking part in special fundraising projects to help other children less fortunate than themselves. Sister Janet Ferns is the publications officer at the Missio Charity in England, which is part of the worldwide network of the Pontifical Mission Societies. She spoke to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges.
Well, this year is actually the 170th anniversary of it being set up. And it was set up originally in France by a Monsignor Charles de Forbin Janssen, and he was hoping to enlist children in helping children in China. He wanted to give children an experience of mission and what mission means, but also the children in China were being abandoned and even killed at that stage. So children were invited to help and to start trying to support them by collecting money for them, but also just by praying for them. Missionary Childhood is now in 110 countries across the world. And the reason why the 6th of January was chosen as the day for Missionary Childhood was because the Magi, according to tradition, coming from different countries, came together to bring their gifts to the baby Jesus. And so it was to link children with the baby Jesus and with the three kings.
As we know, it's essentially children being involved in fundraising projects to help other children less fortunate than themselves around the world. Can you tell us what are some of the most fun or quirky or striking fundraising projects that children are involved in?
Well, it's a whole range of things. One thing in this country is the Day of Many Colours, when children turn up to school in the five colours that represent the five continents, and they contribute money that day to children in the five continents across the world. And they can sometimes dress up as them themselves, come in national costume for those from different countries. And some children do amazing things all on their own. There was one little 8-year-old who, on her own initiative, raised £60 by having a day of sponsored silence at school, which must have been phenomenally hard because all her classmates were trying to tease her and make her laugh. And there was one little boy who, with his mother's help, but it was his idea, baked a whole load of cakes and sold them at school to raise money for the Missionary Childhood. And that was to try and help children in the blind school near Hyderabad that we're supporting this year.
So each year you have a different proposed recipient of the money that's raised, is that right?
Well, the money is distributed around the children of many different countries, but each country chooses a country to focus on. So this year we're focusing on India. Last year it was the Philippines. Next year it will be Zambia. And we pick one project in particular that the children can help with, that they can identify with. So this year it was the blind school in Hyderabad that was chosen.
And typically, how much money do the children raise, say, throughout the UK?
Oh, it's quite a lot of money. It's actually something in the region of £55,000, and that's just in the primary schools. 5 to 11-year-olds raising £55,000, which is amazing.
And do the children themselves respond very enthusiastically to this observance? They like the idea of helping those poor and needy children who haven't had the advantages or opportunities that they themselves have had. Do they really get caught up in it?
Yes, they do. For instance, a couple of years ago, when they were focusing on Nigeria, they focused in particular on a boy called Vincent, whom I'd actually met on a mission visit, and who needed a wheelchair. He'd never had one, so he used to crawl. And they fundraised to try and buy him a wheelchair. They actually collected enough money to buy 33 wheelchairs, which was absolutely fantastic.
And presumably the children who are involved in these fundraising projects are being taught about situations of suffering for children throughout the world and learning more about their less fortunate brothers and sisters.
Oh, they are. And that is why we go to a great deal of trouble to make sure that they've got materials that can be used not only in RE lessons, but could be used for geography or for literature or for social studies. The whole theme of missionary children is children helping children. And so they know that they're working for other children. And children, with their fantastic generosity, just respond amazingly well.